How to help state and local governments help their former employees. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Of the $1.9 trillion in COVID relief that President Biden and congressional Democrats are proposing, $350 billion is set aside for state and local governments. And one big goal there is to get government employees back to work. Well over a million have been furloughed or laid off, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
LaVon Pledger is a single dad with two teenagers living in Norfolk, Virginia. In March, the city closed the rec center where he ran youth and family programs.
Up until June, we were working virtually, and then I was furloughed.
With no pay or benefits. Then, in December, he and more than 50 other city employees got laid off permanently.
I have not been doing super great. I live in public housing. I got promoted to my full-time position, and I was in the process of purchasing a home as a homeowner and having, you know, that kind of equity. Clearly, that fell through.
Pledger has a lot of company, says Lee Saunders, president of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
We have lost over 1.3 million public service jobs, and a high percentage are people of color and women.
Those layoffs work out to about one in six state and local government workers before the pandemic, says Michael Leachman at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
It's much more job loss than happened in the Great Recession, which was the Great Recession, right?
And part of the reason government's cutting jobs is the same as it was then, says Leachman, falling tax revenues because businesses have closed and fewer people have been working. Also, there's the pandemic itself. Schools closed for in-person learning didn't need as many teachers, janitors, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers.
As schools and colleges and universities go back to normal operations, those employees will be needed to be hired again.
But without hundreds of billions in new federal aid, state and local governments won't be able to provide the money to do that, says Julia Wolf at the Economic Policy Institute.
Many of them will be tempted to pursue austerity, the same mistake that they made last time around in the Great Recession.
After which it took years to restore public sector employment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been warning that the risks of too little stimulus are greater than the risks of too much. She pointed to 15 million Americans behind on their rent, 36 million adults and children without enough to eat. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial. He says Yellen and the administration face a balancing act between spending now and spending later.
If Congress spends another $2 trillion now, and bear in mind this is on top of about $3.5 trillion they spent fighting the pandemic last year, there'll be a sense of exhaustion that there will also be so much cash in the economy. It's going to be really difficult to convince Congress to make that infrastructure investment down the road. And I would just point out that the last two administrations, Presidents Obama and Trump, did a big stimulus when they came into office and later were unable to get infrastructure done. And one of those infrastructure elements, hardening the power grid, is something we really could have benefited from this week. And that's something we've been talking about doing since 2009.
FHN Financial's Chris Lowe. The Dow is up 0.2%, so is the S&P 500. NASDAQ up 0.3%. The House Financial Services Committee held a highly anticipated hearing yesterday over the whole GameStop situation. GameStop, the video game store, its stock was the subject of a tug of war between hedge funds and day traders. The stock soared more than 1,000% before crashing back down. And one thing lawmakers were particularly interested in was the role played by Robinhood, the trading platform, and by hedge funds. Marketplace's Nova Sapphos here. Nova, what were the key takeaways?
Well, here's the big one. There will be more hearings, Sabri, most likely. Much of the focus yesterday was on Robinhood and how it does business. as you mentioned. Also, as you'll remember, Robinhood, in the middle of the rally last month, restricted trading in GameStop and some of the other shares. A lot of the focus yesterday was over why that happened. And here's what Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev had to say about that.
Robinhood Securities put the restrictions in place in an effort to meet increased regulatory deposit requirements, not to help hedge funds.
So we knew the thing about deposit requirements, right? That statement about hedge funds, that's because some hedge funds had shorted GameStop and other stocks and were losing money as share prices went up. So people are wondering whether the fix was in.
Well, we've heard a lot about short selling because of the GameStop rally. Did we get more clarity on how that, what role that played?
Well, we know that GameStop was heavily shorted, right? And that was motivation for retail traders to pile on to that stock. And when you short a stock, you're essentially borrowing it. And Tenev, the Robinhood CEO, suggested we need to keep better track of loaned out shares that might have prevented GameStop from being so heavily shorted in the first place. And the head of the House Financial Services Committee, Democrat Maxine Waters, promised to call financial regulators up to testify at a future hearing. And we know from the Wall Street Journal's reporting that federal regulators are, in fact, considering whether new transparency rules are necessary for short selling, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you.
You're welcome.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.